This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Well, Michael, it was wishful thinking, I suppose, on my part, that the Avalanche would go down swinging, at least. Not the case. I'm baffled by just how different this team looked, how different the Las Vegas Golden Knights made this team look. We'll talk about it. What's next? Jared Bednar's future with the Avalanche? We'll get into the good, the bad, the ugly. Sean Keeler will join us from the Denver Post. It's a lot of Avs reaction today here on the whole show, which starts, Michael, right now. Quickly, with the good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. The good, nothing, the bad, the Rockies, the ugly, the Avalanche were swept. That's it. I last night sucked. Last night, Michael, you know me, I'm hashtag hockey guy, but I'm not really hashtag hockey guy. I can't hear
you. I'm hashtag hockey.
You're definitely not. You're hashtag whatever. You're hashtag Aquaman. You're useful somewhere, but certainly not here.
You should probably say instead of Aquaman, awkward man.
You're Aquaman. You're useful in the ocean, but Colorado isn't near one. So what would that make you? First Advantage text line.
Useful in a lake.
888-530-0043. There's nothing to worry about in a lake. Last night was awful. Just watching this game. Mike, and when I watch hockey, it's hard to watch hockey compared to basketball and say they didn't show any effort. Because if hockey, you're moving. You're literally moving all the time. You're not standing in a corner. Like basketball, you can say Michael Porter Jr. just stood in the corner and waited for something to happen. But as far as a hockey game goes, there was no life in this team. I mean, you could feel it the first 3 to 5 minutes into the game. There was just no life. There was no juice. It was as if they knew what was coming, so why delay the inevitable and win one game and keep this series going when we know we're going to get knocked out either way?
I mean, that's why I predicted them to lose. I know you thought that they would win last night. I didn't think it would be as depressing. I thought that they'd play, they'd stick handle well, but they just
it was so sloppy of a game. I trusted this team, and I said that after the Minnesota loss, that until proven otherwise, I'm going to trust this team to bounce back. And again, we were proven otherwise 3 times in a row, but I still thought there was a fire there, you know, a championship mentality where that would allow them to survive one more game at least. I didn't think they were, Lord knows, Michael, I wasn't predicting them to come back and win the series. But I thought for game 4, you know, they have nothing to lose. Everyone thinks the series is toast anyway. Maybe there's some kind of fire left with this team. But it was bad, Mike. And a guy I thought would be a hero of Game 4 would be Nathan MacKinnon. He had a bad series. I mean, a lot of people are wanting to put this squarely on Jared Bednar, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but you need your superstars to be superstars in a series like this.
Bednar didn't have skates on.
He didn't.
He didn't have skates. He didn't have pads. He didn't have a helmet. He's standing there in his super awesome suit because the guy knows how to dress.
Yeah.
And look, I question how late he pulled Mackenzie Blackwood. He should have pulled him earlier. He should have pulled him
You're a big proponent
never
of
never playing
that.
Hockey, but it should have been
You've
4
always
minutes.
Kind of been like the 4 minute mark. Pull him. And I always thought, you know, Bednar was really good strategically, especially in the playoffs, about when to pull. When what he did against Minnesota, when they were, was it three to one? And they came back and won. I thought he was very strategic with how he operated his goalie pull. But this just, they just didn't have it, Mike. They didn't have it.
It was as if he saw his team playing not very well, and it's like, even with six skaters, are we going to score?
Didn't feel like it last night. I felt like they were invincible against Minnesota when they were down 3-1. I tweeted that. I believed the Avalanche were going to come back and win that game to start the third period because I saw the action in the second. Even though it wasn't leading to a goal, I saw the action. This was Las Vegas had their number. The forechecking, everything they were doing to just attack the Avalanche to get those steals. The Avs were just simply going through the motions last night, Mike.
Yeah, and I've never seen such great stick handlers just not be able to hold on to a puck. It wasn't just Vegas playing really well. It was the Avs playing bad. You know, in the past, I'll say, well, you know, this team didn't lose. They beat themselves. No, it was both.
It was both.
They were beat by Las Vegas, and they played terribly.
How does it change so much? I mean, Michael, let's not forget, Las Vegas did what the Nuggets did last year. They fired their coach late into the season and then hired brought on John Tortorella, and now they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals. That was the dream for the Nuggets last year, that, hey, what the hell? You know, we're barely a playoff team, but let's see if a coaching change will make some noise. How did Las Vegas figure everything out, especially against the hottest team in hockey, and make the Avalanche not really look like a playoff team? Not just the fact that they didn't look like a conference finals team, but they didn't look like a playoff team.
You know, you could let's get all this stuff out of the way. You could blame the fact, oh, MacKinnon was hurt in game 3. Oh, Makar was out for a couple of games.
2 games.
He wasn't as fast as he has been in the past, and his shoulder wasn't as good as he has been in the past. Get rid of all that. Get rid of last night's refereeing. If you make last night's refereeing great, the Avs still lose that game.
They do.
The Avs, I think, still lose this series. Even if they have a 100% Cale Makar, 100% Nathan MacKinnon. Maybe the Nathan MacKinnon thing, but Cale Makar, like, when they didn't have him, they just looked lost. And then they were able to come back in that second game, and they didn't win. Yeah. Or they were ahead in that second game, and,
then Vegas
came back. And it's... I cannot come up with an excuse. I cannot fanboy my way out of this.
No.
I just can't. They were bad this series, and they deserve all the criticism they get.
Yeah, Eastside Chris, who were season scoring leaders versus their scoring in playoffs? I bet it's horrible. Well, Nathan MacKinnon wasn't bad in the playoffs. I mean, didn't he have like a 6-game goal streak going in the playoffs?
He did.
But then he just disappeared in those first 2 games and gets hurt and... Yeah, I don't know. Where do you go from here, Mike? Because on this roster, there's really no big glaring. There's not a lot of guys that are coming up. I think Burns is up. They're probably going to re-sign Cale Makar. He has one more year on his contract, but they're probably going to unload for him. So this team is probably, the roster's probably not changing. The only move, really, is to fire Jared Bednar. And is that really the move? I'm conflicted on that. If they do it, I'll get it. If they don't do it, I'll get it. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but this isn't the Nuggets, like we talked about yesterday. This isn't Calvin Booth and Michael Malone had a toxic relationship, and it was spreading like a virus throughout that whole building. This is, you were the best team until you got to the Western Conference Finals. is that good enough for you to say, yeah, no, Bednar, I mean, he's had a reasonable excuse almost every year, except for maybe last year, right? But you're getting guys back now. This year you could say, well, it was Cale Makar kind of set the tone for him being out in the first two games. That set the tone. But for everything we talked about with the depth, way more so than what we talked about with the Nuggets. Right, but where
was it? Were they deep? I thought they were.
I thought they were, too. And how does Las Vegas do what the Nuggets were supposed to do last year? I know I'm making the comparison, but they fire a coach late in the season, and they bring in John, and they get here. There is zero debate. This is the more frustrating of the three. Now, we were all at one point, I think we had liners on the station going, two parades? And we were getting flack for that because it's like, no, three parades.
I was the one giving flack.
Yeah, right. Of course, because you think the Broncos are going to win every year. This year,
damn right.
There was a shot. But this one was like a foregone conclusion. It was, the Nuggets are out. Yeah, there's questions. What should they do? But kind of expected it. The Broncos, no Bo Nix. Maybe they beat the Patriots with him. Maybe they don't. Maybe they get slaughtered by Seattle either way. For the Avalanche, it was bring on Carolina. Let's just get this one over with and bring on Carolina.
Are you quoting me directly?
Close.
I mean, because that's kind of how I felt.
I felt the same way. I said Avs and... Did I say Avs in six or five?
I think you said six.
Oh, good. There's at least that. That's better than Avs lose in four. I mean, we asked this yesterday. Does winning a game save Jared Bednar's job? Maybe. But does getting swept? Let's not forget, the Golden Knights made a severe change, and you lost to that team, and you got swept by that team. Now, if they go on and win the Stanley Cup, they beat probably Carolina. Does that change your mind at all? Do you look at that and say, well, we lost to the best team. We were, in our minds, we were the second best team. Does that change Jared Bednar's fate?
I don't care what Las Vegas does the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't care. You could have lost to the best or the worst team. It's the way you lost that really pisses me off.
Mm. So sounds like you're firing Bednar.
Well, here's the thing. If you fire Jared Bednar, first of all, who are you going to go and get?
I don't know.
And second, we know exactly where he's going. We know exactly where we have a couple of clips that we're going to play later on in the show, and I can tell you where he's going after.
Bednar?
If he gets fired.
As an assistant?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear from John Tortorella, who was kind of pissy with the media. Not pissy, having fun with them, but says, back off. Back the hell off. Here's John's full presser, the full clip, Mike. Let's play that first.
We checked our ass off. That's what stands out to me. And that's how you win in this league, is by checking. When I say checking, not body checking, but checking, being above the puck, winning the battles, gaps. I mean, I could go with checking as a heading. There's probably 30 things you can talk underneath that heading. By far our best game. It's something we have been concentrating on, and I think we've gotten better and better through the rounds. But tonight's game was our best checking effort. And that's a hell of a hockey team we played over there. And I know people are crawling up Bedsy's ass about this, that, the other. He is one hell of a coach. He's got a great staff there. We knew, I was very nervous. We knew how we had to play because it's such a potent team. And I thought it was our best game. I want to, from Joe right on down, that's a great organization. That's a great team. We found our way. And I think Bedsy said it the right way there. It was such a close series. We just found our way to make another play. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Bedsy and that staff and that organization.
So you think, based off that, if Bednar is fired by the Avalanche, he's tootling on over to Las Vegas?
Thank you, John.
Get off Bedsy's ass.
I mean,
he's laying it on pretty thick.
He's laying it on pretty thick.
Jared Bednar is so well respected around the league. He will have a job the instant he's fired. He'll have the meeting. It'll be announced,
but not as a head coach.
It could be by a head coach as a head coach. But do you want him? I mean, a couple of the the Islanders fired Wah.
Yeah,
I think Wah.
Yeah, but now
the
DeBoer's there.
He could go right there.
Well, DeBoer's there.
He could take our. They could take our sloppy seconds.
Yeah, but DeBoer's there.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think they're going to do that, Michael. I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. I thought it was where I went the other way with it. I went, well, of course you want Bednar there. You just swept him. You figured him out. You figured his style out. And if you meet him again deep in the playoffs next year, it might be more of the same. The forechecking was phenomenal. The game plan to stop the Avalanche was, and again, hockey guy. Don't really understand it. Hashtag hockey guy. But I understood what the Golden Knights did to slow down the Colorado Avalanche. And that now that's out. Now that's out there. And, I mean, and again, it's not like the Avalanche were the team you put up and say that's the one to get through, because they really don't have a great history, even with Bednar, of going that deep into the playoffs.
If they were playing at their best, they could win this series in a 7-game, 2-1, 2-1, 3-2 type of thing.
So why didn't they play their best?
I don't know. I mean, I made up all those excuses and poo-pooed them right away. But
let's read some texts.
Other than those excuses, I think losing Cale Makar was something mental.
So they're going
to
use that.
They have to be mentally tough.
So if they don't fire Bednar, this is the Kroenkes we're talking about, who we just heard Josh Kroenke a month ago get up to that podium and say, yeah, we look at the injuries and we could very well make moves, or we could very well run it back. Sounds to me like they're going to run it back. Are they good? Now, we all know Josh Kroenke, probably he played college basketball, so he has more of an emphasis on the Nuggets and more of a say on the Nuggets than he does the Avalanche. He really trusts Joe Sakic and Chris McFarland for all of that. But I don't get the feeling that this is a team that's going to make that kind of... I mean, Michael, they fired Michael and just replaced him with a cheaper option who was an assistant coach. Many believe that's why they went with David Adler. They didn't really do interviews, Mike. They didn't really open that job up. They had made their mind up that it was David Adelman.
That's their biggest criticism.
Was that a good... And so again, we always say the Avalanche and the Nuggets are very similar. Why is that? Oh, because they're owned by the same group, right? So there's a lot of similarities there. So if the Nuggets are going to run it back and they didn't do anything, which we don't know that they're going to run it back, they very well could trade Jamal Murray. But odds are they won't. They won't trade him. The guy just made his first All-NBA team and his first All-Star team. It's a crazy time to trade him. Then again, the stock has never been higher. But that also leads me to believe if they don't do anything, why would they do that with the Avs, who got to the Western Conference Finals? I have a hard time wanting to fire a coach that gets you to the Conference Finals. I get it. It's all about the cup with this team. But let me read a couple of texts here, Mike. Dixon says, the good news is it's officially football season. It's not good news today. It's good news when we get a couple of weeks into June, because we wanted to have two teams at least. We had wanted to have one team at least to carry us through, because, Michael, I don't know if you saw the Rockies score last night. I get it. They're a little better, but I don't,
not
that,
that much
that's
better.
All we got. The beard,
don't worry,
the dirty 30.
They'll win this time.
Yeah, they might. They could.
They'll pull it off. It's part of the formula.
It's part of the formula. If they win tonight, then that would be the formula. They have a close loss, a blowout loss. That was what Spencer Smith was telling us yesterday from DNVR Rockies. And then they have a close win. That's been their model so far. HVAC guy, my son called it. He said this is the worst they've played all year. Yeah, your son is right. Aaron, 25 minutes without a shot is unacceptable by everyone on the bench. And I guarantee every team took note and will play you that way next season. And that's where the scary part of this is. Do you just run it back with this is the same, going to be the same type of philosophy? Because you're not going to make massive changes. They're not trading Tanner. They're not trading Cale Makar. Although they could. He's got 1 year left on his deal. But why? I don't think that's a smart move. This isn't Cale Makar is not Jamal Murray. If Nathan MacKinnon is Nikola Jokic, Cale Makar is not Jamal Murray. He's a healthy, better version of Aaron Gordon. No, that's not even a fair comparison because Cale Makar is top five player in the NHL. Aaron Gordon is not.
How about this? Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Would that be a good comparison? Put them on the same team?
Well, yeah, you could do that. You could make that comparison. I mean, will there be any kind of move? I just don't see him pulling the trigger, Mike. I don't see them moving on from Jared Bednar. I think I'm at the point where I'll kind of be shocked if they do. Because what, you know, and I did my Football 52 podcast. By the way, it's up, Mike. It's ready to go with Ed Lamb this morning. And I asked him, I said, hey, can I ask you some coachisms, some isms today? I said, what does it mean to have a stale message as a head coach? He kind of laughed it off. He kind of laughed it off and made it seem more like that's a media thing to say stale message. But I don't know. I why was the message working a week ago? But it wasn't working this week.
Maybe the Avs just haven't had true adversity this season. And they had that bad January and that not great February. But maybe they haven't felt real adversity like they did in this series.
Yeah, because like the Kings series, even though they were battles, you never felt like the Avs were going to lose. If they did, it wasn't going to be like a scary situation for them. You know, they swept the Kings. And then in the Wild series, it was crazy. That first game was actually wild. It was 15 goals scored in that game. Then they lose 5-1. And remember, we were like, uh-oh. They got smoked in that game. But the way they retaliated, the way they bounced back, told us everything we thought we knew, thought we needed to know, was, well, this team, they don't stay down for long. They come right back after losing 5-1 to winning 5-2. And then they finish the series after being down 3-0 and then 3-1 with 4 minutes to go in the third. They win that game and close the series. So we thought this team is resilient. They faced their adversity. They got through it. The Golden Knights should be a cakewalk. And it was the opposite of that. And now we have monster questions. And I know we're all doing it. We're all making the comparisons to what this year was for our local teams. And they were all bad, but there is no comparison, guys. The Broncos, sorry, Mike, they weren't going to beat Seattle with Bo Nix. They weren't going to beat Seattle. With the Nuggets, they win that game against the Timberwolves with everybody hurt. I don't know that they're winning that series, let alone the next series. That's not happening against the Spurs. I don't believe so, especially with the health situation, because if Aaron Gordon played, he wasn't going to be good. We saw what he was like the game he tried to go. It was worse than not having him. This, by far and away, was the biggest letdown in a long time. And I know a lot of people want to say, well, the Nuggets game 7 against the Timberwolves the year after they won the championship when they were up 20 in the fourth, that was devastating. But I do still believe it was maybe the Nuggets win that series and it's like, oh, there's an 80% chance that they're, but they weren't an overwhelming favorite like the Avalanche. And this one's devastating. It really is. But the question is, going forward, what do you do? And is the answer really to fire Jared Bednar? Now, I tweeted late last night. I was down in the dumps, Mike. And I said, that's it. Bednar's done. But even as I'm tweeting that, I don't know if I believe that or if I was just tweeting that in the moment thinking that's exactly what this organization is going to do. But then after some reflection this morning as well, I'm kind of walking it back. I don't know if it's the right move. I don't know if it's the move that they will do. You have to get better from your superstars. That's it. I mean, that's a terrible coachism. Is just be better. But we did not see the stars shine for the Colorado Avalanche in this series.
It felt like they didn't have stars. It felt like a roster of nobody.
When a week ago it was like a roster of everybody. I mean, it was, yeah, Nate's great. Kale's awesome. Marty Natchez. How many of these guys, we barely said their name in this series, Mike? I mean, Lekkonen. I thought he was hurt for a good chunk of the playoffs. We didn't really hear his name much, did we?
Yeah, I felt bad for our airwaves. We didn't have a lot of those Avalanche puns.
No, we didn't. And now the seasons are over, and yeah, we eventually will turn the page and prepare for the Broncos coming up next. But this stings. This all stings because we thought we were having a parade. We thought maybe we were going to have maybe two, maybe three, and maybe an improved Rockies team. Yeah, we got that. We did get an improved Rockies team. They are better than they were last year. I will tell you that.
And that beard of yours is better than it was last year.
It's, you know what?
I can tell you're taking care of it. You're putting some oils
no,
in
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Are you taking something with vitamin E?
I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe the beard just has hope in it.
Last year I got accused by Brian and Tanner of trimming it around on my cheeks. It just grows that way. There's a straight line in the beard, Mike.
Yeah, mine doesn't do that. I have the little things up here and there, and now that I'm getting older, they're just the hairs are growing up closer to the eye, and you're like, what the hell?
I've got a little some white grays going on, but it's a mix, and it's, you know, I can't say I hate it. I pick at it too much. Maybe that's why it's really starting to thicken up. But
maybe you're a monkey and you're just grooming.
Maybe. But I'll tell you what, I didn't watch this game last night. I didn't watch the Rockies. They lost 15-6, Mike. I got done with the Avs. I'm sitting around. I'm like, oh, yeah, wait, the Rockies are playing the Dodgers. How did Kyle Freeland? Oh, no, I'm good. 15-1 at one point, Michael. The Rockies did score 5 runs in the ninth. So that was kind of neat. But Kyle Freeland was really, really bad. Just awful. And he's not good. He was one I had hope for. It's a guy I said was going to be good for the Rockies this year. I don't think he's been good at all. He pitched 4 innings, allowed 8 hits, gave up 8 runs, had 4 strikeouts, 3 home runs. He is awful. 33 minutes after the hour. Give me some hope. Give me something positive today. That's what I'm looking for. And Mike, you know what? We still have to do our Avalanche playoff trivia today. Do you want to change the trivia to something else?
But can we make it Broncos and just skip over the Rockies?
You can make it anything. Any kind of trivia today, I'm giving you control. Please don't make it Star Trek because nobody will get it.
Who did the original score for Star Trek First Contact?
Russell Nimitz, 33 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-six minutes after the hour. I want to thank Lemons Heating and Cooling. Like the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they can cool off the hottest of anything. They'll make sure your air conditioner, do you like that, Mike? It's sad, but it works. If your air conditioner's having issues, it was having issues last year, get ready, because this, I think it's going to be a hot, gross summer, and you don't want it to feel that way inside.
Yeah, I was checking the climatology across the United States, and I think we're supposed to be, on average, 2 degrees above normal.
Dumb. That's dumb. But you don't want to be dumb when it comes to your AC unit. You want to make sure that's all ready to go. And Lemons Heating and Cooling will take care of you. They took care of me in a very tough time because it was July of last year. Give them a call, 970-567-0798, or visit them online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. Free estimates are available. What did you edit this, by the way? Mackenzie Blackwood? Did you edit that one?
I did. Mackenzie Blackwood, the only Avalanche player who played well last night.
Yeah, Mackenzie Blackwood played pretty damn good. Made some really good saves. Here's what he had to say after the game last night.
I mean, it's freaking hard to not play for so long and come into a big game, but, you know, I just said, I'm going to go play as best I can and give them the best chance I can to win and just battle.
And he did.
Sounds a little disgruntled.
Oh, they all sounded gruntled.
But his was extra dissed.
Yeah, they were, I thought, you have Logan O'Connor's too, Mike? Logan O'Connor was probably the more pissed off. The rest were just, they sounded like beaten pups. But here's Logan O'Connor.
I think just feels like a waste, to be honest. You go 82 games, get tons of great pieces, feel as though you have a team that, you know, can do something special. And for us, at the end of the day, we said it in training camp, it's cup or bust for us. And regardless of where you fall short, you know, we fell super short of that goal.
Cup or bust, what does that mean? I don't say it unless I mean it.
I mean,
cup or bust means you're busting.
Are they saying they're going to bust apart?
Yeah, that's what it was when the year after last year, after the Nuggets lost to the Thunder, they were already busting. Fired their coach, fired their GM, and then they traded Michael Porter Jr. So when I hear bust, that means if a cup or bust, you don't win the cup, something's got to bust. And I don't know if that was really the message from Bednar. I don't know what the message was. Joe Sakic, like you said, after game three, did not look pleased. They expected to win a cup, and I think they expected to have at least multiple Stanley Cups by 2026 to at least have a couple. What's going to be the biggest disappointment, Michael, if Joker retires, MacKinnon retires, and both franchises have one title to show for it? It's the Avalanche.
Because the Avalanche had pieces.
A lot
in
of
that
pieces.
Puzzle.
A lot.
The Nuggets had Jokic.
They fixed their goalie situation. They were not just the best scoring team in the league. They were one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Both of their goalies were really good.
Right. So they've only seemed to get better, or at least appear as though they're getting better every year. The Nuggets have been trying to hold this, like stitch this thing together with baling wire since they won a championship. That's how I feel. The Avs feel like you keep knocking them down, they come back reloaded. They don't look as good, they figure it out before the trade deadline. So this is why it's a downer. It's a disappointing time in our state when expectations were so freaking high. Who's the next to win a championship? Who will be the next to win it? Stop. Stop it.
Stop what? The Broncos.
Who will be the goaltender for the Avalanche next year if Bednar gets fired? I think it'll be Craig Berube. Is that how you say that? Or Mike Montgomery. Why would you change Mike Montgomery?
They just re-signed Mackenzie Blackwood. They gave him a three-year deal.
They gave him a three, and Scott Wedgwood got a one-year extension.
Yeah, so they have both of them next year.
Both of them will be your goalies next year. You're not changing. That wasn't the problem. Everything was a problem in the finals, in the conference finals, but that wasn't the problem.
The only reason why either goalie was benched in the playoffs was to send a message to the skaters. You're not playing well. Play better. And so the goalies kind of got thrown under the bus. And yeah, Blackwood had that one rebound that was ridiculous that he shouldn't have allowed, but they were the MVPs of the Avalanche in the playoffs.
Who are you saying? Mike Montgomery? Are you talking about the Vegas coach, the former Vegas coach? Because that's Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, Bruce. Isn't it Bruce Cassidy? I don't know if that's the move. I'm not sure if that's the move. Give me names that you think would be good. Personally, I think there was a big injury problem that we don't know about. Oh, I think so, and I think that's going to be the pass. That's going to be the pass. Eastside Chris, Michael, who asked Brady, who was the 1962 draft pick by the Broncos and became a Hall of Famer? Also had an acting gig.
Brady, who was the 1962, that question. I was talking to Eastside Chris for 15 minutes about this a few weeks ago.
I don't know the answer to that.
I forgot who it was.
Okay. If you don't know the answer, then I don't know the answer.
It might have been someone like Jim Brown. Just keep in mind, like, the Broncos were drafting players that weren't signing for them. Those players were signing with the NFL. It was Floyd Little who was the first-round draft pick
franchise.
Signed with the Broncos.
Franchise, Mike. The guy that showed Broncos ownership that they could build something wonderful here. 43 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-eight minutes after the hour, what kind of trivia are we going to do next segment, Michael? Your choice.
Let's do Broncos trivia.
Okay.
I mean, I did want to do movie composer trivia.
No.
But I think don't care. I'm the only one who
Whatever.
Knows those answers.
No, don't do movie composer.
Who,
give me something.
Who did the music for most of the Star Wars movies?
Steven Spielberg.
He works with Steven Spielberg a lot.
Christopher Nolan.
No, that's more of a Hans Zimmer work.
Quentin Tarantino.
Christopher Nolan.
Quentin Tarantino. Eastside Chris says, was trying to change the sorrowful demeanor today. My donation to FanDuel hurts also. And John says, you guys are correct. What do you mean, you guys? I was correct. Mike had nothing to do with it. It was Bruce Cassidy. They got fired in Vegas. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Were they a part of the Wild Bunch?
Yeah, I don't know. Give me.
I'm related to a member of the Wild.
Give
Bunch.
Me strange sports movie trivia. We're not doing an Avalanche trivia question today. Sorry, Mr. Money Greeley, downtown, we love you. We're not going to do Avalanche trivia today. We'll do a different trivia. We want to hook somebody up. We want to register 1 of 4 chance to win. Let's do that coming up next. Michael, movie trivia. I want something. Give me something. Only you will know the answer to.
Who did the original score to Star Trek First Contact?
Not that. Something that a normal person would know.
Jerry Goldsmith.
11:50 the time. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and The Whole Show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael, we're not, sorry, Derbs. Derbs put in a lot of work to create all these questions. We might be too depressing. Michael, we're going to do different trivia today. We're throwing it out there. I got $50 in Mr. Money Greeley cash and a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. If you're the winner today, you'll be have a 1 in 4 shot to win. Again, Mr. Money Greeley. Best pawn shop around, man. Gold and silver. jewelry, sports memorabilia, instruments, video games, I mean, TVs, electronics, over and over, bicycles, they have everything. Michael, what is the trivia question today?
You are going to hate me. The trivia question is, what Star Trek... Well, yeah, I guess he is a Star Trek actor. What Star Trek actor was in Dune 1984 and the X-Men series as well?
Oh, my gosh. If anybody gets this right...
I'll give you a hint. He has two first names and he's bald.
I don't know. 970-353-1310. You call, you say anything, and you might just win. You might just win if you call and literally say anything. This is going to turn into the Jeopardy, Saturday Night Live Jeopardy trivia. Just call. Just say anything. Just say a word. That could
be the right answer.
No one knows that. Not one person knows
that. I can do a different one.
Is HVAC guy right?
You didn't give me it, huh?
Is HVAC guy right?
HVAC guy is right.
Call in and you'd win. There you go. Wow. The Avalanche losing has made me give Michael the reins to turn this into Star Trek show. Dixon, call in and say it. He just said anything. 970-353-1310. What is this?
This is the credits, the opening credits to Star Trek First Contact.
What am I supposed to do with that?
I mean, you can't help but get emotional listening to it.
I am emotional. How bad it is. Very bad.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.